Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready.
To party.
We're ready.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Just think of me as like a teenage mutant ninja pussycat.
I'm so hungry I could eat my saddle blankets. This is as good a place as any to tie up and chow down, eh, Garbuncle?
You're the expert, Cactus Jake.
Never tattle on a stranger with a fistful of wieners. That's the code of the West.
What have you done, Garfield?
He's gone and ate everything except these here dried pinto beans. Let's get a cook fire going, and I'll whip us up a mess of my famous Mexicali chili for lunch.
Not the Mexicali chili.
Hot peppers with a side of heartburn. Everybody, dismount!
I admire your community spirit, Johnny, but volunteering to take the neighborhood applied math and science club on a pack trip seems like a mighty big challenge.
They've been to the observatory and the atomic research lab. I thought they'd enjoy a change of pace.
So far, the only fun they've had today is calculating how to send a certain oversized payload into orbit.
Cowboys are a thing of the past, an anachronism.
Kids today want to be astronauts, Mr. Arbuckle.
Astronauts? Well, stuff my bedroll with rattlesnakes, if that don't beat all. You know, the local Indians named this here spot Medicine Dream Canyon, because sometimes when they build a cook fire, they saw visions of the future in it.
I'd rather see visions of lunch.
Space Colony Omega Epsilon calling Mission Control with an urgent request for additional personnel.
Do you want us to send you more scientists, Omega Epsilon?
Negative, Mission Control. We're up to our ears in scientists, and most of them can't do any useful work around here. We need specialists.
I dephase the ion drive and cycle the main reactor so we can go EVA for a while.
Reception committee.
They look mighty upset about something.
I don't know.
We sure are glad to see you, Cactus Jupiter. Our space cattle were stolen off the range this morning by aliens.
Well, then me and my sidekicks had better get to scouting around for the trail of them pesky outlaw extraterrestrials.
I better grab a life-sustaining snack from my spacesuit food supply. Nothing beats lasagna through a straw, but for some reason, Mission Control always forgets the Parmesan cheese.
The colonists said that aliens took the cattle, but there's no eyewitness description of exactly what happened in our computer data banks. It just says they disappeared.
I suppose it's my duty to test the quality of the in-flight meals on this fancy borrowed rig. Spaghetti with meatballs is always first-class dining fare. The quality of the service leaves much to be desired, however.
The omnidirectional digitized locator system is honed in on something.
Maneuver to pole attitude complete.
Go for landing interface. Magnetic field power down.
I didn't like the sound of that touchdown.
At least the herd is safe and sound.
Uh-oh. We've landed in space, Goo. That's quicksand with a rotten attitude.
Only a bunch of stupid colonists with good intentions and no practical experience would fly all the way out here only to land in the goo. Get them, clones!
Reach for the sky, and don't try anything funny!
It's the Tin Man and his gang. They've got the drop on us with their particle beam blasters.
We put our portable demolecularizer to good use to steal this herd from the space colony.
I'm stuck.
Out here, the only law is the law of fast gadget.
Our space cat is keeping us covered. While them outlaws is down, we'll get a hold of that demolecularizer.
That's what I call projection TV.
Well, what happened?
Well, I'd say the legend of Medicine Dream Canyon done caught up with us.
That's a radical theory, Cactus Jake.
Obviously, the job of future planetary exploration and colonization will bear an interesting similarity to stories about the Old West.
In plain words, that's the frontier spirit. Something that cowboys and astronauts have in common. Here's your Mexicali chili.
Excuse me. Oh, boy, that's hot. Oh, 3, 2, 1. I have ignition. I have liftoff. I've cleared the tower and I'm looking good.
Garfield, come back. Do you hear me?
Your cat is about to pass through the ionosphere, Mr. Arbuckle.
That figures. Mexicali chili is the oldest rocket fuel there is.
Stand by for re-entry and a second helping. It's another Hertz to move morning. I'd say my eyelids weigh about 38 pounds each.
Garfield, time to get up.
No chance.
Garfield,
rise and shine.
Check my neck, bozo. I have no vital signs.
You spend way too much time in bed.
That's only one man's opinion.
La 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 la, it's my birthday, it's my birthday! What? A present? For moi? I am so surprised. I completely forgot it was my birthday. Gee, I wonder if anyone will remember. Hi, guys.
Hi, Roy.
Does anyone know what day it is?
Sure.
It's Saturday.
Ping me.
Do you know what special day this is?
Groundhog's Day.
Labor Day? National Tapioca Pudding Day? Halloween?
Cinco de Mayo?
Christmas? Columbus Day?
Oh, Valentine's Memorial Day?
Yes, you... It's my birthday!
Oh.
All right. I want presents, and I want a cake, and I want them now!
Surprise!
For me! You remember, we
all chipped in, Roy. We got you a present.
A present? For me? A what?
Waterproof, 14-karat chalkproof.
I love it. Thank you.
Roll out the cake, Roy.
Hey, not bad, man. Now blew out the duck.
Boy, this was a great party.
Happy birthday from all of us, Roy.
Yeah, even from me.
I am deeply honored that you, my good and true friends, honored me like this. I will never forget this.
Hey, Roy, your watch seems to be missing.
All right, which one of you rats stole my watch?
Roy, nobody stole your watch.
Well, where is it then? Maybe you, darling.
Orson didn't steal your watch.
Honey, you know. Mayhaps because you know who did.
Roy, no one here stole your watch.
Someone took it, and I won't rest until the thief is caught.
I guess this isn't the best birthday Roy has had.
No, but if he keeps this up, it'll be his last.
Oh, I'll put the rest of the cake away. That's funny. I was sure there was some cake left.
Watch thief, watch out, because here comes watchful watchman Roy. Roy.
Hey, waiter. You got a beat on what time it is, man? At 3:57 exactly. Muchas gracias, man.
Wade knows exactly what time it is. Maybe because he has a new watch.
I was sure I left those tools on this crate. How bizarre.
Looking a little guilty.
I look guilty even when I haven't done anything.
This calls for a little interrogation. All right, now talk. We've got you dead to rights.
All right, I did it. I cannot take it anymore. I confess.
I left that book right around here. I know I did.
Orson, Roy is sweating a confession out of Wade.
Oh, no.
Lock me up. Give me life. Well, longer, give me life and a half.
Don't interfere, Orson. Wade's confessing his crimes.
What crimes?
So far, the sinking of the Titanic, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, the Spanish-American War, and last season's NBC fall schedule. But not a word about my watch.
Roy, Wade didn't steal your watch.
Well, I won't rest until I find out who did.
And then I stepped on a crack and broke my mother's back. And then I put ketchup on a steak. And then...
Wade!
I couldn't help it, Orson. He has me under these hot lights. Well, there were hot lights here, you know.
Things are disappearing all over the farm.
Come on, let's get to the bottom of this.
Hold on, Lana?
Not quite. It'll be ready at exactly 4:15.
Exactly 4:15. Maybe she's going to consult my watch to know when that is. What a haul. This is terrific. I'm cleaning up here. Let's see, what else can I get my mitts on before I scram out of here?
I hope nobody steals this gift.
I wonder what's in here. Maybe it's a radio or a TV set.
How about a check?
Nah, it's too heavy for a chick. You couldn't. And for my next impression, the 1980 U.S. Olympics track team.
Hey, come back here, you thief!
Isn't the cake ready, Lanolin?
Well, according to my watch, we have 3 more minutes.
What? My watch? And again, timepiece taker, I've caught you wolf-handed with my watch.
Roy, that's not your watch.
Woo-hoo! I got my watch back.
Roy, come back here with my watch.
Come on, Wade.
We need speed bumps on this farm.
We need a jail for a robber raccoon.
Please, I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. But I'll never do it again.
Here's all the stuff he stole.
Including Roy's watch. My watch. My very own and truly birthday surprise gift watch.
Ahem.
Oh. Here's your watch, Lanolin.
him again, man.
All right, I'm sorry I took your watch, Lanolin, and I'm sorry I accused everyone of stealing the lovely watch you all bought me, and I'm a crumb, and I'd never speak to me again if I were you.
Hey, it's okay, man. I mean, like, why accuse strangers of being crooks when you can accuse your friends?
If I let you go, will you promise not to steal anything else?
I promise.
Okay, off you go.
A watch thief is the dirtiest crook in the world.
Well, after this, I could use a cooling dip in my waller. Where did my mug go?
Isn't this terrific? I take that back. A mug thief is a dirtier crook.
So, I understand you're a cartoonist, Arbuckle.
Yes, Mr. Mogul, sir. I'm a cartoonist. That's what I am, sir.
Well, I could use a cartoonist on my staff, providing you're not, you know, a weirdo.
Me? Weird? Oh, not me. I'm so not weird, you wouldn't believe it. I'd love to work for you, Mr.
In the soup tureen! Look!
Please don't let it be Garfield. Please don't let it be Garfield.
Some chicken gumbo. I didn't see one solitary gumbo down there.
Garfield?
Want to split a matzo ball?
Mr. Mogul, I apologize for my cat. He follows me everywhere, and
It's all right. I've owned cats myself. I know how it is. I'll tell you what bothers me more. You were biting your nails.
Ugh. I was? Oh, I guess I was.
Bad habit. Joe's weak character. Won't have it in an employee of mine.
I can quit. Give me a chance.
Very well. Come and show me some of your cartooning at my office tomorrow with unbitten nails.
Usually I scuba dive in vegetable beef. I only swim in chicken soup when I feel a cold coming on. Careful, don't shake me. My pockets are full of noodles.
I've got to give up nail biting if I want to work for Mr. Mogul. That job can mean a lot of money. I've got to stop doing this.
I agree. No chance.
How do you give up a bad habit overnight?
Friends, do you have nasty and annoying habits you'd like to get rid of overnight? Would you like to give up nail biting, overeating, sitting in mayonnaise, or other bad habits? Well, if so, the Schlockel Hypno-Snoozifier is for you. As you sleep, the Schlockel Hypno-Snoozifier plants an idea in your beady little mind. This man had an ordinary, everyday bad habit.
I will not use tuna fish as a hat. I will not use tuna fish as a hat.
I will not use tuna fish as a hat. I will not use tuna fish as a hat.
When he awakes, the thought will be in his mind, but the habit will be gone.
Hey, that's a great idea.
That's the schlock.
Gosh, I guess I need this more than I thought. Place records on turntable. They will play all night while you sleep. What a great idea. Hey, if this works on me, maybe it'll work on a certain overeating pussycat.
I will not bite my nails. I will not bite my nails.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the sport which will be the hit of the next Olympics, dog bowling.
I will not bite my nails. I will not bite my nails.
I will not bite my nails.
Now look what you've done. John's listening to records in his sleep. Well, why not? That's how he does most of his work. Come on. We'll just put some other records on and he'll never know you broke them all.
Mm-hmm.
Learn Spanish at home, 50s rock classics, sound effects. He'll like these. Once more, Odie, I have saved you.
Mm-hmm.
Hola, Paco. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está?
Hola, Paco. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está?
El cordero asado está delicioso.
El cordero asado está delicioso.
Late with breakfast again. Tomorrow morning we eat out. There you are, Arbuckle. Okay, I want eggs over easy, eggs over hard, and eggs over pancakes.
Hola, Paco. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está?
Paco? Who's Paco?
El cordero asado está delicioso.
I agree. Something's definitely wrong. John's acting weirder than usual, and I don't have any breakfast.
Do what, do what, do what, do what, do what.
Mr. Mogul, John Arbuckle is sort of here to see you.
Oh, fine, fine. Send him right in. This is that young cartoonist I told you about. A real level-headed boy, not a weirdo.
Hola, Paco. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo está?
Tell me when it's over.
How did you know my name was Paco? Why, no one's called me that since my boyhood in Mexico City.
El cordero asado está delicioso.
Ah, cordero asado. Roast lamb, my favorite meal. Mamacita used to make it for me. But enough of that. Let's see your cartoons, Arbuckle. Yes, it's all right, Arbuckle. You don't have to do the sound effects. I mean, your cartoons speak for themselves. You know, I think I'll hire you.
Yeah, but Mr. Mogul, sir, the way he's dressed...
What's wrong with the way he's dressed? He's like me. He likes comfort when he works. Arbuckle, you're hired. What have you got to say?
Do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do.
Hey, he even knows my favorite song. Let's hit it, Arbuckle. Do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do. Do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do.
So now that John has this great new job, he's going to make more money, which means more food for us. Well, me anyway. Isn't that great?
Yep.
And the breadwinner is home.
Mr. Mogul fired me.
He fired you? After you two got along so well before your sleep programming wore off? After you did 27 choruses of do-wa-do-wa-do-wa-do? He fired you? Why?
He decided I was a weirdo because I bite my nails.